Jan. How you doing, Walt?
Pepper and cut my volume off on the echo link. I was hearing you twice, John.
I turned the volume down on my phone. Echo link on my computer ain't working again tonight. I don't know what's the matter with it. It won't connect. But I got it up on my phone, but I kept hearing the echo out of that. So just want to test that, make sure I had that straight. So how you doing there, buddy?
All right, but I know tomorrow I'm going to be so sore I can't move. I've been out there raking leaves, burning leaves all day.
Been moving boxes all day. Packing and boxing up and putting them in the pot.
Unboxed the new furniture your wife went shopping for?
That's already in the pot.
His wife is from Brayton, Florida. And about every 2 years, they move up here. And then they have to rent a U-Haul, and I'll move them back to Bradenton. They'll stay down there about 2 years, and he'll call me, I'm coming home. I'll drive all the way back down there. Well, sometimes he'll get me a plane ticket. I'll fly down there and drive the U-Haul back. And he's been here this time about 3 years. He lives up there in Greer now. So any day I look for him to call me and say, Walt, I'm going back to Florida.
Yeah, if it were me, I think I'd just, you know, buy a camper or motorhome or something and just, you know, that's what my sister and brother-in-law used to do. They just rented a spot down there and had a trailer parked down there, and they'd go down in the wintertime and come back up in the summer. But, yeah, I swore I wouldn't move again 2 years ago, so such as it is.
Through my divorce back in 91, I moved down there, and I had a pretty good job, and the owner of the company owned a, they don't call them mobile home parks down there. It ain't like you think of a trailer park. The one I was in was a gated community, and he rented me a place right there. It was two bedrooms with a big washroom, washer and dryer, everything, electricity, water, gas, everything furnished for $100 a week. I had the canal that came right up to my dock out there. I had a miniature Miss Budweiser hydro boat with a 9-horsepower motor on it. I could get out there and get my boat. Within 5 minutes, I'd be out in Tampa Bay out there underneath the Skyway Bridge. Really had it made. Then my daughter came down and convinced me to move back to South Carolina. So here I am.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, when we built the house in Anderson, I said, okay, that's it. I'm not moving out of here unless, you know, just when we leave this house, just go ahead and load me straight into the Hearst. And then she got the job up here in Spartanburg, and so we moved again. I said, okay, that's it. I'm done with this stuff. And then she retired, and now she wants to get closer to the grandkids. So here we go again. So I told her, if the kids move, you know, somewhere else, you know, just send me a... I ain't doing this again.
Thankful, my granddaughter, she lives over in Duncan, and my grandson, he ain't but 4 years old, and he's here with me and my daughter. But I done got too old for all that moving. I want to do it one more time. Hoping we can buy a place and get out from over here where we at. And she told me last night, said, Daddy, if we get another one of them stimulus checks, you better have the ball on your truck to hook up to that camper.
Roger that. Well, what can I say? Of course, you know, like I said I wasn't going to move again 2 moves ago, so I ain't going to say that anymore, but... If we're for some reason somebody wants to go somewhere else, I'm going to, you know, say, you know, you got my address, send me a postcard, because I'm not going to do this again.
USL card from North Carolina. When you get to Greensboro, I'm going to try to make contact with you, John.
Well, at least initially it'll have to be through EchoLink, because the neighborhood we're moving into has a homeowners association. They got a thing about big old towers, so any antenna I do will have to be either inconspicuous or hidden in the attic.
Operator Brian, I heard him talking, trying to figure out what to do about a radio. He just got that HT and a mobile. When I first got my technician, I was a novice for 28 years, just working CW. Then in 2017, I finally went over to Greenville, took my tech test, and I went on eBay, and this radio I'm talking on now, it's 40 years old, and I bought it off of eBay. I think I paid $30 for it. I didn't have no kind of 2-meter antenna, but I'd bought a little Chrysler convertible, and it had one of those magnet mount cell phone antennas on the back. I took that off, loosened the set screw, pulled the antenna out, and cut a coat hanger 18 inches long, stuck it in there, and set it on the heat pump outside my radio room, or my shack, and I talk just as good as I can talk on this ground plane up. I guess I've got it about 15 feet up. I'm going to try to get it up higher tomorrow. But it don't cost all that kind of money to get into this hobby.
Oh, I bought this little Waxan. It's a mobile. But I've got it sitting here. It came with the radio and a mag mount antenna. And the antenna is hanging upside down from the ceiling fan inside here. And I can hit the repeater from here. So, but it's going to take a little bit more than that to get down here from up there. So I want you to figure out linking repeaters together or put an antenna up in the attic and see what I can do from there. But there's always EchoLink.
The plane I got it off of Amazon. It's a 5'8 ground plane. I think I paid $32 for it. And I got it stuck up on two sections of the top rail of a chain link fence. It's about 16, I think they're 8 feet. So I've got it up about 16 foot. And I've got probably, I know I got another 16 feet of pipe out here I can put it on up. I'm just waiting on it to get warmer, but I may have to get out there and try it tomorrow. But they say it's going to be a little cooler tomorrow than today.
I think so. It is going to be sunny, though, but either Sunday or Monday. I think Sunday. Rain's coming in. So if you're going to do it this weekend, better do it tomorrow.
I was off on Friday, and she took off early this morning to go over to my granddaughter's and didn't come back home about dark. I've got these two new skylights I got to put over my camper out here. When that tropical storm came through, tree limb fell and broke two of them out. And I'm not about to get up, do any climbing without somebody here. I got to get up there. I've had the skylights now for about 3 weeks. I want her here to watch in case I do something stupid and fall.
You take care of yourself. We got about 3 minutes here. So I'm going to get my my stuff together here and get ready to call Lynette here in a little bit. You going to chat to me tonight?
Well, I ain't got my mic hooked up for EchoLink. I'll check in on RF.
Okay, we'll talk to you here in a little bit, Walt. You take care. 73's KN4RJN. I am a clear. Standing by for net.
73's, John. K4AM. I'll be clear.
Very well for its peculiar antenna, but the J-pole always works for 2 meters. KD2BAG. How you doing, John?
Glenn, you staying out of trouble?
We'll not go anywhere. We're not doing anything. Yeah, so pretty much.
All righty, we got about a minute and a half here, so stand by. CQ, 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 this is the Blue Ridge 2-Meter Net. Your net controller tonight is KN4RJN. My name is John, and I'm located in Inman, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, the net will be activated. Top Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. It is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. You may also check in via Echolink node 45072. Is there any formal traffic, announcements, or bulletins for the net? Please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
4RJN, K4ZZX, I have an announcement. Over.
This is KN4RJN. Go ahead with your announcement, sir.
John, the 13th of February, I will be hosting an antenna party. I need some help getting a horizontal loop up and getting my dipole up for 2 meter 440. I'm not able to do this anymore myself. I'm pretty much stuck in a wheelchair these days. But I enjoy the hobby, and I'd appreciate if we could get some help out there. I can be reached through my email on QRZ, or John has my number, or I'll give it out right now. It is 864-535-3339. Any help would be much appreciated, and I believe that's it. 73's to everybody.
This is KN4RJ and the Control of Blue Ridge 2-Meter. Anybody need any fills on Steve's announcement? This is KN4RJ. Okay, Steve, well, thanks for that. We'll see if we can round up some bodies and get over that way. You are going to have, steaks and beer ready, right?
John, I don't know too much about steaks and beer. If you want to have that, it'd have to be bring your own. I'm a teetotaler myself. But, like I said, as far as something on the grill, I'm sure that I can get my much better half to put something on for folks. So if you do make it, we'll at least feed you 1 meal.
Roger that, Steve. Well, anybody that's out there listening, so February, you said 14th?
February 13th, K4ZZX clear to return to KN4RJN in the net.
Contact. Roger that, Steve. 13 February. All righty. Go ahead, contact.
This KI4DOS. Just wanted to ask Steve what time he wanted to start.
I get everybody time to get them a bite to eat, get them a coffee, and get woke up and get over here. Figured about 9:30 a.m. on Saturday the 13th, we'll get started. That gets everybody a chance to go get them a biscuit and a coffee and get on over here.
KI4DOS, back to net.
We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please speak slowly. Give your call sign using standard phonetics. Your name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG-2 portion. Before we go to the alphabetical check-ins, let me take care of the early check-ins. Like, welcome, W4FCM, that's Fred. He brings along his wife, Isla, N4IEI. They're both in Traveler's Rest. Thanks for stopping by, Fred. If you're listening, tell Isla we said hi. And our good buddy, Andy, KI4LZI, up there in Table Rock in Pickens County. And James, KW4TS, over in Pelzer. We also want to welcome Bill, KC4W, over in Anderson. And Pat, K4OSH, over in Malden. I want to thank you all for using the pre-check-in capability, and hope you're having a good evening. Let me go to Echolink stations now. Echolink stations only. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Control. This is Whiskey November 4, Victor. WN4V, John here in Bradenton, Florida, Manatee County. I'm negative and negative. The snowbirds are driving us crazy. The roads are packed. We can't wait till April. WN4V.
Net control. Please check in Wendy in Simpson, KN4HTP. Please also check in my husband, Mark. Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo, W2, MJB. We'll be negative and negative tonight. Thank you for calling the net.
Net control. Good evening, John. Please check in Kilowatt 4, Yankee, November Golf, K4YNG, Fletch and Easley. We'll be negative and negative, having some trouble with the 2-meter stick on the roof, so we're on the phone tonight. 73s, and swish it to all my friends at
KN4RGN. Good evening, John. Please check in and out. Kilo, Kilo 4, Foxtrot, Tango, Uniform, KK4, FTU, Richard, Northwest Anderson County, Slabtown.
This is KN4RJN, it's Trouble Blue Ridge 2 Minute. I'd like to welcome WN4B, that's John, down there in Florida. All the snowbirds, yeah, it's, I remember going down and visiting my folks down there in the wintertime, and it was bumper to bumper. And that was on a Sunday morning. And Wendy, one of our other net controllers, KN4HTP, and she brings along her husband, Mark, W2MJB. Wendy, you tell Mark we said hi. My chocolate sensor did not go off, so I'm assuming you're not baking anything tonight. And our good buddy, Fletch, K4YNG, over in Easley. And Richard, KK4FTU, the unofficial mayor of Slabtown. Hope you get that antenna fixed, Rich. And hope you're having a good evening. Got one more Echolink station popped up, so Echolink stations only. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control for Blue Ridge 2 at Echolink station. If you do not have audio capability, you can send me a text, and we'll get you checked in. Let us proceed now to the alphabetical check-ins, and tonight being Friday night, we will start with the Uniform Through Zulu group. The first letter of your suffix starts with one of those letters. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
KN4RJN. Bravo for Zulu, Victor, Mike, ZBM, Dan, and Greer, negative and negative tonight.
RJN. Kilo, Juliet, 4, Whiskey, Zulu, Mike, KJ4WZM. Name is Daniel, location is north of Traveler's Rest tonight. I just popped up on Echolink because that sounds like quite a group on there. That's the most people on Echolink I've ever seen all at once. So I hopped on there so I could get a screenshot of that. KJ4WZM, 73 to everyone.
X-ray Bravo, K4XB, Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
JM.
And then out, Kilo 4, Zulu, Zulu X-ray. This is Steve. We're at the base of Paris Mountain over here in beautiful Greenville County tonight. Like I say, we're just passing through. 73 is to you, John. Appreciate you calling the net and all on the net.
RJN. On the net, please check in November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo, N4ZLK. My name is Shane. I'm mobile near Pumpkin Town, headed home to Cleveland. No traffic, no table tonight.
Kilo X-ray 4, Yankee Mike, Scott, Greenville, negative and negative, and I'll be standing by for the ride trip.
This is KN4RJN at Grove Blue Ridge Sierra. I'd like to welcome Dan, KB4ZVM, over there in Greer, and KJ4WZM, that's Daniel. Yeah, we had quite a list there on EchoLink there for a while there, Daniel. I didn't see that many people on there either for a while. And K4XB, that's Tom, over at Honey Path, and Steve, K4ZZX. Sorry about that, Steve. Over in Greenville. And if you aren't doing anything on 13th February at 9:30, head on over to Steve's place, and he's going to have a little antenna party and see if we can help him out. And N4ZLK, that's Shane, on his way to Cleveland. You take care out there on the mobile, Shane. And KX4YM, that's Scott over in Greenville. Scott, I got you down for some rag shoe later, and we'll get back to you here in just a little bit. Any other stations, uniform through Zulu, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Control. Please check in November 3, Zulu Lima, Greg, Kindler, North Carolina. I'll be in and out. Thanks.
RJN. Please check in Kilo Mike 4, Zulu Echo Quebec. That's KM4ZEQ. Kyle in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Charlie Alpha. Bill in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
This is KN4RJN at Control Blue Ridge 2 Internet. I'd like to welcome, and I'm not sure if I got this correctly, N3ZL Greg. Is that correct, sir?
That's correct, yes.
Candler, North Carolina?
That is right, you got it.
Do that. Well, thanks for stopping by, Greg. I wasn't sure I heard it right, and I put it in there, it popped up, and I said, well, yeah, that's a possibility, I think he said, Greg. Thanks for stopping by, coming in good. I hope you're having a good evening. And Kyle, KM4ZEQ, over in Simpsonville. And I'd like to welcome Bill, KO4ACA, over in Greenville. Well, thank you all for stopping by. I hope you're having a good evening. Any other stations, uniform through Zulu, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. We're going to slide on down to the top of the alphabet now. Alpha through Delta, A through D. First letter of your suffix falls in one of those letters. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
KN4RJN. See John, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, Lorena. And my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle, we're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
RJN. Good evening, John. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David in Inman. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right out there. 73s.
At Control. Oscar 4, Bravo, Delta Mike. Jim and Taylor, so I'll be negative and negative.
For RJN. John, this is Kilo Delta 2, Bravo, November Golf. KD2BNG, Glenn and Greg Horton. I got nothing really to say tonight, so just check in and out. And say hi to everyone on the net. Every day's everyone.
KN4RJN. That was an impressive echo and gathering. Please check in. Whiskey 4, Delta, Julia, Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
KN4RJN, that Grove Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Glenn, I messed up your call sign. Can you come back to me, sir?
Roger. That's Kilo Delta 2, Bravo November Golf. KD2VNG. Yeah, it's one of those foreign Yankee call signs. So, yeah, if you got me in the log, that's good.
Well, I recognize the voice, and I knew the last part, but I screwed up the first part, so I got a couple of entries here I got to get rid of, and because I'm pretty sure nobody from Pittsford, New York called in. and even though I know you lived up that way, I know your name's not Lawrence. So, all right, let's get this group out of the way here. Rick, KK4DMW, and he brings along his wife, Lorena, KK4ONO, and their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all over in Piedmont. And Rick, you tell Lorena, Michelle, we said hi. There's a little bit of scratch in your signal tonight, Rick, just so you know. And KO4AOW, that's Dave over here in beautiful Inman, South Carolina. And KO4BDM, that's James over in Taylor's. Our net manager, W4DJW, that's Dave over in Gurr. And Glenn, KD2BNG. Over, well, you're not Freeport anymore, but where are you now, Glenn?
KN4RG and KD2BNG. Yeah, I'm in Graycourt, South Carolina, which is basically a stoplight and a post office. It's about, you know, 30 or 40 minutes east of Greenville. Yeah, no, I was in Freeport, New York. That was, you know, 8 or 10 years ago. I never updated the ULS database. I never, you know, but yeah, no longer Freeport, New York. So, you know, you can update your database.
I remember now it was Graycourt. I knew it wasn't Freeport anymore. Well, Graycourt sounds about like Inman, or like Grambling, where I'm actually at. We have a post office. We don't even have a stoplight, so it's, yeah, understood. Hope you're having a good evening. Thanks for stopping by. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Please check in. November 4, Delta Juliet Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson. I'll be negative tonight.
RJN. Please check in. Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec. KB2BYQ, David in Easley. No traffic, no comment. 73 is to you and everybody on the net tonight.
KN4RJN. Please check in. Kilo India 4, Delta Oscar Sierra. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, Kilo 3, Juliet Oscar Yankee. K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride. We're at home in Easley, no traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you, John, and all on the net.
This is KN4RJN, that's Girl Fluids 2 Minute Out. Like to welcome Jerry, N4DJC, over in Anderson. Jerry, hope you're having a good evening. Thanks for stopping. And David, KB2BYQ, over in Easley. And Gary, KI4DOS, our Wednesday night net controller and swap net master. And he brings along his pretty bride, Joy, K3JOY. Gary, you tell Joy we said hi. Hope you're having a good evening. Let us slide on down the alphabet now to the Echo Through Hotel group. Echo Through Hotel, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Net Control, please check in. KK4HXB, Earl and Travis Rest, I'll be negative and negative.
JN, please check in. WB4, Fox, Echo, Echo, Dan over in northern Simpsonville. Good evening, John, everybody on the net. And John, I'll try to stick around for a word with you. So, take care.
RJ. On in the net. Please check in and out. Kilo Oscar 4, Echo Yankee Victor. KO4UIV. This is David in Whitmire.
This is KN4RJ and Net Control Blue Ridge 2 Minute Out. I'd like to welcome Earl, KK4HXB, over in Travelers Rest. And our
good buddy Dan, WB4FEE, over in Simpsonville. Dan, I got you down for comments, and we'll be back to you here in just a little bit. And David, KO4EYV, over in Whitmire. Hope you're having a good evening. Thanks for stopping by. Anybody else, Echo through Hotel, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Kilo Charlie 9, Bravo Echo X-ray, Ian in Greenville, and I'm negative and negative.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge, Jimmy, Red, like a locomotive. KC, hey man, I can't read it. KC9BEX. Did I get that right, sir? Ian or Ian?
It's Ian. Sometimes people pronounce
it. And well, thanks for stopping by. Sounding good. Hope you're having a good evening. Any other stations that go through hotel, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Minute. Slide on down the alphabet to the India through Lima group, I through L. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
RJN. James Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Fox, Trot, Oscar. And I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative. 73 for each one of you.
RJN. Kilo Oscar 4, Kilo Hotel Uniform. That's KO4KHU, Georgie Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative. Thanks for calling the net tonight.
4RJN. 10 Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. This is Duncan in Asheville, and I have no traffic or no comment. 73 to everybody on the net.
Yeah. You, John? Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife, Donna. Kilo, Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
4RJN. John, please check in. Kilo 4, Lima, Whiskey, Echo, K4LWE, Larry in Piedmont. No traffic, no roundtable this evening. Thanks for calling the net.
KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Minute. I'd like to welcome James up here on a mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, KK4JFO. James, hope you're having a good evening up there. Thanks for stopping by. And KO4KHU, that's George over in Simpsonville. And KO4JKV, that's our good buddy Duncan up here in Asheville. Hope you're having a good evening, Duncan, and enjoying the hobby. And our good friend Larry, KK4JBQ, and he brings along his wife Donna, KC4MFK. Larry, you tell Donna we said hi. Be sure and hang around for the tidbit this evening. And K4LWE, that's Larry over in Piedmont. Hope you're having a good evening. Thanks for stopping by. Any other stations, India through Lima, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Minute. We're going to slide on down the alphabet now to the Mike through Papa group, M through E. The first letter of your suffix falls in one of those letters, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Net Control. N Kilo X-ray for Mike Tango, KX4MT, Mike and Pickens. I'll be negative and negative. Thanks a lot.
DJN. John, please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike. Walden, Inman, I'll be negative, negative.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Minute. I'd like to welcome Mike, KX4MT, over there in Pickens. Hope you're having a good evening. Thanks for stopping by. And Walt, my buddy down the road here, K4OIM. Walt, I'm at a count of 43 right now. Are you keeping up?
there, John.
All right, any other stations, Mike through Papa, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 or Net. I'm going to slide on down the alphabet here to the Quebec through Tango group. Q through T, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
KN4RJN. If you would, sir, please check in Kilo November 4, Tango Zulu Whiskey. Gabriel, I'm in Harrisonville, no traffic, no comment. Appreciate you calling in.
Nope. This is Kilowatt, Foxtrot 4, Romeo Victor Hotel. My name is JD. I live in Berea with no traffic and no round table.
Jan, please check in November 2, Sierra Uniform Bravo. N2SUB, Jim in South Greenville. Negative and negative, good evening to you and everyone on board tonight.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control of Blue Ridge 2. I'd like to welcome KN4TZW, that's Gabriel, up there in Horseshoe, North Carolina, or whatever it is that is just outside of that. And JD, KF4RVH over in Greenville. And N2SUB, that's James over in Greenville. Hope you all are having a good evening, and thanks for stopping by. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Control, please check in N4RLX, pilot, call center, 7371, negative and
that's it. KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2, I'd like to welcome pilot N4FLX. No, RLX, excuse me. I got it in the log right, pilot. I just can't read it. A lot of background noise in your signal there, pilot, just so you know. But we got you in the log, and thanks for stopping by. Any other stations before we open it up to the big group? Quebec through Tango, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Control. Kilo Delta 4, Tango Whiskey Papa at com, and also check in Kilo Golf 4, Lima Kilo Alpha, and that's Miss Angie, Tacoa, negative and negative.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control Blue Ridge Super Unit. I'd like to welcome Tom, KD4TWP, over at Tacoa, Georgia, and he brings along his wife, Angie, KG4TWP. LKA. Tom, Utah, Angie, we said hi. And hope you're having a good evening over there. All right, let's open it up to the big group now, folks. That's once around the alphabet. So, any station, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If there's a letter in your call sign at all, and you know there is, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. So, second shift hasn't shown up yet, so we will move on now. And now securing the formal portion of that, we'll move on to the rag shoe portion. We want to thank everybody for stopping by. Any station wishing to secure may do so, but I would encourage you to hang around at least long enough to hear the Friday night tidbit, and then we'll move on to the rag shoe portion. Friday night tidbit will come to you here in about 10 seconds as soon as I put on my glasses and relight my cigar. Stand by. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Minute. Enormous X-ray bubbles balloon from the center of the Milky Way. Scientists have known for a decade that two bubbles of charged particles, or plasma, flank the plane of the Milky Way. Known as Fermi bubbles, the structures are visible in high-energy light called gamma rays. But now, the Erosta X-ray telescope has revealed larger bubbles seen in X-rays. Those bubbles extend about 45,000 light-years above and below the galaxy's center. Researchers report in the December 10th issue of Nature. The gamma ray bubbles are nestled inside the X-ray bubbles, suggesting the two features are connected, says study co-author Andrea Maroney, an astronomer at the Max Planck Institute for Extraterrestrial Physics in Garching, Germany. Studying these bubbles could help reveal violent events that may have taken place in the past.
The supermassive black hole at the center of the Milky Way galaxy is currently fairly quiet, as far as black holes go. But a past feeding frenzy might have spewed leftovers outward, forming the structures. Or the bubbles could have been the result of a period when many stars formed and exploded in the galaxy's heart. So, our galaxy is blowing bubbles. Let's move on to the rag chew portion, and first up on the stump is Scott, KX4YM. Scott, what's going on in your world there, brother?
This is KX4YM, nothing, watching the hockey game, sitting back, playing on the computer, and smoking a halfway decent cigar.
Roger that. I don't know if mine are halfway decent, but, you know, they get me through. Who's playing?
Rangers and Penguins going to a shootout right now, tied at 3.
That. My son is a big hockey fan. He prefers Boston, I believe. I could be wrong about that, but he loves it. Anything else going on up your way, Scott?
No, nice, quiet. What is it, Friday? Yeah, Friday night, and looking forward to having another day tomorrow, just like the easy one today. How about you?
Scott, it's one of the joys of being retired. One day just runs into the next, so every day is a Friday or a Saturday or a whatever, you know, type thing. I lose track of what day it is. The only way I keep it straight is I know I have to call the net on Friday night, so I keep an eye on the calendar for that reason. But other than that, you know, it's I've been moving boxes and jockeying stuff and getting ready to try and get some stuff out of here and make some repairs on the house so we can put it on the market. And next week we go up and close on the house up in North Carolina, and then I'm going to be running back and forth between the two houses for I don't know how long until we get this one sold. But, yeah, so more action than I care to do, but that's how it goes sometimes. Anything else going on in your world, Scott? Is it still 3-3?
That's into the shootout, and the Penguins are 1-0 so far.
Who are you rooting for?
Because I lived in Florida for so long, but for tonight, well, I guess it's the Rangers because that's what happens when you grow up in Jersey. You kind of root for the Rangers until the Devils came around.
That understood. Well, Scott, I hope you're having a good evening. I'm sitting here watching your game and smoking your cigar. I'm sitting here smoking my cigar and choking on it, and I'm about out of tea, so I may have to run over to the water fountain here real quick and refill my glass. I got something to soothe my throat with. Anything else going on, Scott? Or we'll slide on down. Let me take a break here just for a second and check for any other check-ins. Any check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Again. And everybody on the net, please check in KD2RKN, Kilo Delta 2, Romeo Kilo November. Jason in Williamston, no traffic, no comments. Sorry for the late check-in.
Net Control. Just see a uniform golf. Just came in the shack. Don't know where you are. Check me in negative and negative, please.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control Blue Ridge 2 Net. Like welcome KD2RKN. That's Jason over in Williamston. Don't worry about being late, Jameson. We're going to be here for a little while. And Ray, K4SUG. Glad you made it to the shack and got the radio turned on. We're in the we're still taking check-ins, so don't worry about that. Hope you're having a good evening, and thanks for stopping by. Any other check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Sorry I'm late. If you would, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. Name's Mike. Location is Simpsonville, as always. No traffic, no comments tonight, John. 73 to you and everyone on the net.
This is KN4 Blue Ridge 2 Net. Like to welcome AK4HR, Mike, another one of our net controllers. That's okay, Mike. We're used to you being late. Hope you're having a good evening. Thanks for stopping by. Any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. 4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Net. Next on the stump is our good buddy Dan, WP4FEE. Dan, what's going on in your world there, brother?
WB4FVE. Dan over in northern Simpsonville. Everything's going well over here, John. I can't complain about a thing. I got me another appointment set up for another COVID test here Sunday morning, and to see whether or not I can get out of jail here. You know, I've been in since this past Tuesday, a week ago, so I was supposed to wait 10 days. Well, my 10 days was up today, and I couldn't get another appointment to get retested until Sunday. So we'll see what happens then. Hopefully everything's going to be all right. I hadn't had any other problems or anything, so I don't see why it wouldn't be okay. But then I didn't know why I checked positive to start with there, over.
This is KN4RG, and roger that, Dan. I remember now, yeah, you've been on house arrest here for the past week or so, haven't you? No symptoms, nothing? You can still taste stuff and smell stuff?
Oh, yeah, everything's good. You know, my taste changed there for a couple of days there at the very first, and, you know, and all, but and lost my appetite for a couple of days. But, man, I ain't had no problem here lately. everything working fine, then can't really tell any difference, really, you know, except for that fact. And so I don't know. I'm just my regular old self, and hey, Joan, she's doing all right, too. Her time was up. Matter of fact, she went and gave blood yesterday. And she told the people over there that she had tested positive, you know. And they said, well, if it's been at least 10 days and you hadn't had any further problems or anything, she said, come on over. So they did. They took a pint of blood yesterday from her. So so I reckon she's okay, too, there, over.
To that, well, that's one of the insidious things about this particular virus. Some people, it's, you know, an extremely mild case, and some people die from it. So it's like it just kind of depends on, I don't know what it depends on, but who was it that had a case here recently, and they just, you know, my financial advisor's secretary had it. She's a young gal in her, you know, 30s, and she was down for about 10 days. She was, you know, sick for a day or two and then got better, and now she's back to work. And I guess if you got a mild case of it, if you form the antibodies, they want your blood. So you might want to look into that, Dan.
Yeah, roger that. And, they said that they would check my wife's antibodies, and she would know in 7 days. They would send her a report in 7 days, let her know, you know, about the antibodies and all. It takes them a while to get the test back, but anyway, yeah, we'll see what happens. And but our daughter is in, she's been in the hospital since last Sunday, and now she's having a kind of a time with it, and they moved her last night about midnight. They moved her up to North Greenville to the hospital up there. You know, I think they use that for a COVID hospital up there to kind of make room in the main hospital down here. But she was a little bit better today, but she still got a little bit of a fever, and they still got her on oxygen and antibiotics and all. But she had some pneumonia in one lung, too. And she has asthma, so she's got everything against her right now. They're over.
That, Dan. Well, listen, we'll be thinking about her, and wish her all the best. She's got a steep hill to climb there with pneumonia and asthma and everything else. And of course, the only thing this virus goes after is your lungs. So it's like, wow. Yeah. Hope the best for that, Dan. And hope you and your wife doing well. What else is going on in your world? I know you hadn't been able to get to the gym because you've been on house arrest. You've been staying busy?
Yeah, roger that. Roger that. About staying busy around here. I had some repairs to do out in my shop and stuff and all. And I've been on the treadmill. I get on the treadmill about every other day and do my exercise in there, even though I can't get out in the gym. So I try to stay busy and stay as active as I can here. I've been doing a lot of reading, too. My wife and I both, we like to do a lot of reading and all. So we stay busy one way or the other there, over.
Well, my hat's off to you, Dan. Closest thing I come to exercise is working the crossword puzzle, so, and walking up and down the steps, getting out of the shack down here in the basement and going up to the second floor to go to bed. That's a long climb. And sometimes I have to do that two or three times. But anyway, Dan, what else is going on in your world? Anything?
Well, that's about it. We do the crosswords and the Sudoku first thing every morning. My wife prints them out, and she does the crosswords. I do the Sudoku. I love them. And so we get that out of the way the first thing in the morning. So, so yeah, that's the way it goes. But anyway, John, I'll let you go. It's been nice talking with you. It's good to hear Rachel again, too. I heard him a while ago. And say hello to him and Miss Edie. Need to get up there to see them folks sometimes. And I miss seeing them and talking with them, but you all take it easy, John. If you don't mind, everybody keep my daughter in your prayers. And we'll say 7-3s. I hope y'all have a good weekend. KN4 RJN and the net. This is WP4 FEE clear.
This is KN4 RJN. Next girl, Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And we certainly will keep your daughter in our thoughts and prayers, and hope it all works out for you. Tell your wife we said hi. And I thought I had somebody else up here on the stump for Ag Chew, but I don't see anybody else. Let me take a brief check here for any other check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Transmission about the COVID-19 vaccine. You know, that was terror in the population. I don't know if you realize, polio, 60 years ago, polio was the worst feared virus in the world. If you wanted to empty out an auditorium, all you had to do is suggest somebody may have had polio. And in 30 seconds, but you know, what were the actual number of people who suffered severe permanent injury or death from polio was actually 0.5%, 50 cases in 1,000 suffered, you know, less damage or death. 70% suffered no symptoms, the rest suffered mild symptoms. And that was the most severe pathogen of the last century. So it doesn't take, and COVID I think is more deadly, it doesn't take much for, I'm not minimizing COVID, but, you know, try to keep it in perspective. You know, this too will pass.
Roger that, Glenn. And then there was the Spanish flu in the early 1900s that actually wiped out a few folks. But the COVID thing, and of course, the more it spreads, and the more it replicates, the more it mutates. And they've got, you know, at least two or three different variants now. The one coming out of the UK is about as lethal, but twice as contagious. And now they got one in South Africa. And of course, anything coming out of Africa wants to kill you. So be it a disease, be it an animal, be it a plant, be it an insect, whatever it is, it's usually deadly. So if we can stop, you know, if we can get the vaccines out there fast enough and get enough people vaccinated and get our herd immunity going on here and stop it from replicating, it'll stop mutating, and we've got that one under control, and then all we have to do is wait for the next one. But yeah, I hear what you're saying there, brother.
Yeah, it's going to take 6 months to get the vaccine out to the most vulnerable people and another 12 months to get it out to the general population. So, you know, there is hope, but on the other hand, don't be complacent. Because even though polio killed like 0.5% of people, or less than that, it was the most feared virus in the world. And this is actually a good deal worse. And you're right, it does rank up there with the 1918 pandemic, which I think killed 600,000 people in this country and perhaps 20 million worldwide. So be hopeful, but not complacent.
Well, last I heard, they were hoping to have a good chunk of the population
vaccinated by early fall, which will be just in time for next year's flu season. So it ain't over.
So the thing is, here's what the health authorities should be telling people. Get your flu vaccine. Flu vaccine now. I'll tell you why. If everyone who can be vaccinated for flu is vaccinated for flu, then that eliminates the triage. I don't want to be the manager of an ER and most of the people in there are flu cases. You see what I'm saying? If everyone has their flu vaccine, then the people in the ER are COVID patients. In other words, okay, you have flu. Goodbye, go home. You know, there's nothing I can do. So get your flu shot this year, or, you know, whatever, so that you don't end up, you know, you see what I'm saying? So that the hospitals don't have to triage the flu patients from the COVID patients. You know, the flu patients are like, okay, here's a piece of candy, go home. The COVID patients may require more attention. So it's more important this year than ever to get your flu shot.